Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shantae. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, Shantae. My zip code is 60462.
60462.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. I'm going to go ahead and pull up your account for you. Your name, sir?
James Lotz, L-O-T-Z.
Okay, Mr. Lotz, go ahead and verify your address for me.
15560 Kemper Drive, Orland Park, Illinois.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that information. I see here you have the Test Oxy, which is a great product. It gives you that extra boost, and it helps with your libido, and it's all natural. How can I assist you? Well, actually, I just need to know, how is it working out for you?
Okay, well, you know what? I've just started it. I had surgery right before I got it.
Okay. Well, I can go. Since you just started it, I'm sure you haven't had a chance to see how is it working for you. What I could do is extend a 30-day trial for you and hold off any...
Okay. No, hold on, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. On March 1st, they deducted $6.70 and then $7.45. I had only ordered the Testonix, but they also sent me a sample of another product, the one for strength and muscle and stuff.
Yes, sir.
Since it was only a $7.45 charge, I didn't bother calling.
Oh, okay.
On March 16th, 3/16, I was charged $91.89 and $92.90, both on the same day, 6 minutes apart.
Oh, okay.
What is that charge for? And I did not order anything.
Okay, no problem.
And I did not receive any.
Okay, I can go ahead and take a look at your account and see what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Mr. Lott, it looks like you signed up for a 14-day trial that starts from the date of your order. When the trial expires, you then pay, it says here that you then pay for the products that have been sent to you and enrolled in the auto shipping and receive these monthly at retail price. I think that's where let me just pop into that screen where you paid the $6.70 and the $7.45. That was for shipping and handling to try the product. But it says here that it was a 14-day trial process. And after the 14 days, then you would, of course, receive the billing for those two products that you have received.
That is nowhere on my order confirmation.
Oh.
I have the order confirmation. There is nothing like that on my order confirmation. And I never okayed it. Like that.
Okay. Well, I was just explaining to you what I see here on the account. I understand that you may not have been aware.
I never received any product. So you can't bill me for anything.
Well, actually, they billed you the regular price, the retail price for the two items that you do have. They sent it out to you for a trial period for 14 days. And then after the 14 days, they said that they were going to bill you the original price for those two items that you have.
So what was free about it?
I guess it wasn't free. You had to pay the shipping and handling for it, a trial period.
So you're telling me you're going to try to charge me $98 for one bottle of 30 pills?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they did. They paid you.
Well, I never okayed that anyway. Like I said, I've got my order confirmation. I never okayed that.
Yes, sir. Well, it says here that in the terms and condition that it stated that it was a 14-day trial period. Whenever you placed your order, did you click on a particular box that asks if you were 18 years of age or older?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just asking. I'm just asking because within that area, right in there, those terms and conditions states that it is a 14-day trial period. And I can't touch the charges, but what I can do is I can offer you a 35% discount on any future orders that you do order from the company. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Can you repeat that for me?
I'm not interested in purchasing anything from a company now that has actually stolen almost $200 of my money.
Okay, I understand.
Steal it.
I understand. Because
I've been to my bank and I'm contesting these charges.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, I'm not sure if you understand how that all works. I can explain that to you. See, what happened is the bank will call us, and then, first of all, let me just say the charges are valid. And then once they call us, they're going to put, you file a dispute with your bank. The bank gives you a temporary refund, and then the bank opens up an investigation. And they'll, like I said, they'll call us, and then what they're going to do on your end, they're going to freeze your account. And then at that point, they're going to call us back, and we will have to send your bank proof documentation. Proof that these are valid charges and they are a part of the terms and conditions and all the information that was from our website. And then your bank goes to the website and then they'll conduct a mock sign up to ensure that we were following all of the rules and regulations.
Okay.
And
okay. So in other words, you stole $200 from me. Well, now I guess my only outlet then is to make sure that I go to, you know, make sure that I let as many people as I can possibly know in this day and age of being able to get on Facebook, Twitter, and everything mm-hmm. else, and Better Business Bureau about how this company tries to steal, or not tries to, they actually steal people's money.
Okay. Well, I understand your frustration. I do. And once again, I'm the customer service representative. Just hang on a second. Let me speak with the supervisor and see what she can do for you. Okay?
Okay. I'll hold
Thank
on.
You, Mr.
Thank
Lotz.
You.
All right. Thank you. I'm still here, Ms. Lotz. I'm just waiting for the supervisor, okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Okay. I've spoken with my supervisor, Mr. Locke, and she did go ahead and approve me to return or refund those last two charges on your account and cancel your account out. Mr. Locke, are you?
You will cancel that account out.
Yes, sir. I can do that.
Well, thank you for saving me all this time and energy and having
sure.
to continue on trying to. Okay. Shante, I'm still a little upset, but thank you for getting this fix for me.
Yes, I do appreciate it.
And
sure.
Please
just
make sure that account is canceled.
Okay. I just need you to hold on the line. I'm going to give you a cancellation number and make notations to your account,
thank
okay?
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. And listen, I will be popping in every so often to let you know that I'm still here. I'm going to put you on hold, but I'm going to pop in to let you know that the call has not been dropped, okay? Thank you so very much, Mr. Lotz. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here just making those notifications, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm still here.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Almost done here.
Okay.
How's the weather out there?
Fairly.
Pretty
where are you at? Where are you at compared to here?
I am in Alabama, and it is freezing cold.
Oh, is it really? Okay. Well,
it is.
It's about. It's supposed to be 50 today, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
we're
you
supposed
know,
to get 70s next week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, that's even a little warmer than it should be. So.
You're right.
Oh, so cold down there. You guys have had a lot more cold than normal.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing about it is we're not used to all this cold weather. We like the sunny skies and sunshine and blue skies, I should say.
No. Well, yeah, that's the thing. You guys get a half an inch of snow and it's like 3 feet here.
Yeah. That's correct. It's like all the traffic stops. Everybody stays home. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a lot of people down south, so yeah, I know what it says.
Oh, yeah.
Got family in Texas, and they saw all that snow, and it was like, holy cow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in Alabama, Mississippi, all of you guys had weather you're not used to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Okay, so I'm all done here. I'm going to give you your
Okay.
confirmation number. You ready
Thank
for
you.
that? You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's Season
Okay.
Charlie, 3-2-9-0-9-9. F is in Foxtrot. 8, D is in David. F is in Foxtrot.
C 329099 F8DF.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very
Okay.
much, Shantae. I appreciate your assistance. I truly
Thank you.
do. Thank you.
Oh, thank you too, Mr. Lott. Thank you.
I feel a lot better than I did at the beginning of the call.
I'm
Thank you.
so glad. I'm so glad. That's why I'm called customer support here. So I do
Shantae.
appreciate. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. No, I was going to say thank you and have a nice Easter. A good
Thank
birthday.
you. I appreciate
All right.
that. Thank you so much for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You also. I know.
Bye.